ghost of a Nelson Mandela coming to you from beyond the grave to bring you Nelson Mandela's Ghostly Podcastings. Son.
What?
Which son?
What do you mean, which son?
Well, I have several.
Oh, I didn't realize.
So, which one is it?
I don't know. I didn't catch his name.
Oh.
Don't be disheartened, Mr. Nelson. You'll see him soon enough.
I suppose.
What a great day. First, I am reunited with my son. And now I get to meet my grandson for the first time.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
Yes. Say, why am I the only one rowing this boat? Well?
Don't look at me. I have wings.
Father?
What?
Would you like a turn rowing the boat?
No. You're doing a fine job as it is.
Thanks. So where are we going?
It's a secret.
A secret?
A very secret secret.
It sounds secretive.
Oh, it is.
Is it really necessary for me to be blindfolded?
Yes.
Why?
Mr. Nelson, as your head of security, I will decide what security measures are necessary.
My head of security?
Yes.
Since when are you my head of security?
Since you got yourself captured by the Donkey King.
I suppose it makes sense. But it doesn't make sense to blindfold me.
Of course it does.
How?
I'm taking you to a secret location.
And?
And if you see where it is, it won't be secret anymore, will it?
Magpie, I think I can be trusted with a secret.
Plausible deniability, Mr. Nelson. If you don't know the location, you won't be at risk for knowing it.
At risk of what?
Of any security threat, for which it is my job to anticipate, intercept, and neutralize.
Magpie, this is ridiculous. I can't even see where I'm rowing.
Just keep going in a straight line.
Fine. Hello, my friends. It's me, Nelson Mandela. A very warm welcome to my listeners, old and new. Although, if you're new, and this is your first time tuning in, good luck trying to figure out what the hell you're listening to.
Do you think our listeners will know we're on a boat?
Of course they will. It's obvious.
Then what won't they understand?
The circumstances which led us to be on this boat.
Is that important?
Yes.
Why?
Well, some pretty exciting stuff has happened over the last few episodes that contribute significantly to the story arc.
So, it's important to you, but is it important to a new listener?
Well, I suppose they'll have to decide that for themselves.
Does one need to listen to the previous episodes in this podcast?
Well, no. But hopefully, more experienced listeners will pick up on nuances that new listeners won't without the benefit of context. And, as I say, new listeners may be confused.
I still don't understand what they'd be confused about.
You.
Me?
Yes.
What?
Who?
Me?
You?
Yes.
What?
The listeners may be confused about you.
Why would they be confused about me?
Well, new listeners will not be aware that you are a magpie.
Isn't it obvious?
Well, to anyone who meets you, yes. But the limitations of audio storytelling make it difficult to reference the fact that you are a magpie without explicitly referencing it.
Well, you didn't feel the need to make mention of the fact that we are human.
Look, I'm just illustrating that a new listener, without the benefit of context or exposition, will be unaware that my head of security is a magpie.
Why is that important?
Do you know what? If this is your first time listening, and you're still listening, feel free to either keep listening to this episode, or stop now, and go back to listen to the previous 19 episodes. I'll pause for a moment, so you can pause the episode. Okay, welcome back, my friends. It's me, Nelson Mandela. For the sake of exposition, we're on a boat.
We're here.
Where's here?
I told you, it's a secret.
Oh, to hell with this. I'm taking off my blindfold.
No!
Yes. I'm sorry, Magpie, but if you wanted to keep me from being able to remove this blindfold, you should have tied my hands and feet together.
I'll keep that in mind for future reference.
There. That's better. Ooh, a spooky cave. Where the hell are we going, Magpie?
Just keep going, and trust me.
Fine. It's pretty dark in here.
Just keep going!
You know, this reminds me of the time I spent in Venice. The year was 1958, and I had recently divorced Evelyn Massey. I had decided to take a short trip to clear my head and reflect on the death of my marriage. And after a thrilling best out of three coin toss, I had settled on taking a gondola trip down the famous canals of Venice. As I lay back in the gondola, my straw hat protecting my eyes from the glare of the sun, I felt relaxed and at peace for the first time in as long as I could remember. It's funny, there's no turmoil quite like a relationship in turmoil. It turns the world upside down, it splits the heart in two, and fills the cracks with a unique despair. So, it was wonderful to enjoy a relaxing gondola ride and bask in my newfound freedom, was slowly sipping my pina colada, when suddenly a deranged chimpanzee wearing leather chaps and nipple tassels leapt into the gondola. The gondolier let out a girlish scream and leapt into the canal, leaving me alone to face the chimpanzee. It scratched at my face, bit at my throat, and clawed at my genitals.
Why are you doing this, you crazy monkey?
I gripped the beast by the throat and desperately reached out for a weapon, my fingers finding the sharp edge of a shard from a broken cocktail glass. It cut my hand deep as I gripped it before plunging it deep into the creature's neck. The creature cried out in pain before slumping into my arms. Cradled it for a moment, and it looked up at me with tear-filled eyes and whispered,
"Ha ha 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 ha
And then it died in my arms.
How the hell does this remind you of that?
I don't know.
Quiet! There's a fork in the river up ahead.
Which way do we go, Magpie? Magpie?
I'm thinking.
Well, think faster.
Left. No, right.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, right it is.
You should probably hold on to something.
You're joking.
What's happening? What's that sound?
We're about to go down a waterfall. Hello, my friends. It's me, Nelson Mandela. How are you? Good. Good. Yes. I see. Anyway, I'd like to tell you about my website at www.NelsonMandelasGhostlyPodcastings.com. The homepage now has a link tree which will magically transport you to the podcast player of your choice. There's also a link to our store where you can get one of our beautiful t-shirts. Head on over to www.NelsonMandelasGhostlyPodcastings.com. That's www.NelsonMandelasGhostlyPodcastings.com. Once more, www.NelsonMandelasGhostlyPodcastings.com. Also, I'd like to tell you about another podcast that's very dear to me. Check out Breaking Chains, From Surviving to Thriving, The True Stories. This is a powerful podcast, just starting out, that deals with surviving addiction and sexual assault. Obviously, it deals with some sensitive issues, and Doris is a wonderful host. Episode 1 features Chris, who is not only in recovery, but is also a therapist and a pretty great guy. Chris's story is compelling and moving, and I wholeheartedly encourage you to subscribe to Breaking Chains, From Surviving to Thriving, The True Stories, today. Are we okay? Magpie, your directions leave much to be desired.
Sorry. I thought it might have been a left back there. Oh well, it just goes to show. Always go with your gut instincts.
Where are we now?
Well, if I have my bearings right, just around this corner we should find... Aha!
I take it that's where we would have come out had we gone left.
Yes.
And I take it that route doesn't have a 200-foot drop.
No. But look on the bright side. We shaved a good 45 minutes off our journey.
Well, that is quite good.
It's very good.
Go to starboard. We need to head that way.
Okay. I think I can see torches.
We're almost there. Pull up to that mooring.
There.
Okay, now tie that rope to the mooring.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Help me, Holy Tlatla. I can't see anything.
Then take off your blindfold.
If I must.
Why the hell did you still have it on?
I like the feel of the material against my skin.
Oh, for the love of...
Come! He's waiting for us. Follow me.
Magpie, wait up.
This way, Mr. Nelson.
Come, Father.
Surprise, my boy!
What's the occasion?
This is your getting out of prison party!
Oh, thank you! Thank you all!
Hello, Father.
Thembi! My God! Thembi, my boy! Come here!
I have missed you, Father.
And I have missed you, my son. I'm so sorry, my boy.
Sorry for what, Father?
That I wasn't able to say goodbye at your funeral.
It's okay, Father. I hate goodbyes anyway.
It's good to see you, son.
Somebody get my father a drink.
Oh, thank you.
I propose a toast. To my father, Nelson Mandela.
Huzzah! To the resistance!
Huzzah!
To home-brewed moonshine!
Huzzah! This moonshine is something, all right.
We brew it in an old bathtub.
Well, how about that?
Father, I have so much to tell you.
My boy, it's just good to see you again.
And you must be my grandfather.
Yes, I am.
It is good to meet you, Opa. My father always told me how you are a great man. It's good to finally meet you.
He said that about me? The honor is mine, Thembi.
Come, I want to show you something.
Ha-ha! You've built an impressive operation here, my boy.
Thank you, Father. I have assembled 128 fighters.
Very impressive!
Indeed.
Welcome to the resistance. Father, I have modeled this resistance on Umkonto Wesezwe. We are planning to sabotage key targets in order to cause as much disruption to the king's forces as possible. The slaughterhouse, here. The munitions factory, here. And the spice depot, here.
Very impressive, my boy. These are good targets.
They are merely distractions, Father.
Oh?
At each location, we will throw reports that the great Nelson Mandela led the assault.
And the people of the ghostly afterlife will hear of your heroic deeds.
I'm not a hero, Magpie. I'm just a man. And I refuse to claim credit for the hard-fought victories of these resistance fighters.
Father, you must. The king must be made to believe that you are everywhere all at once.
So that his forces will be spread thin.
Exactly.
But there's more to it than that.
Oh?
The people of the ghostly afterlife need a symbol. They need you to become more than just a man. Here.
What's this?
Open it.
Oh, Magpie. It's beautiful.
What is it?
A black silk eye patch.
Oh, my.
Well, you can't keep wearing that dirty old handkerchief. It's encrusted with blood. And who knows what else?
I don't know what to say.
Try it on, Father.
Okay. What do you think?
Perfect.
How does it feel against your skin?
Sumptuous.
Oh, ho, ho.
I have something for you too, Father. Here.
You got me a cape? How did you know?
Let's just say, a little bird whispered in my ear.
Oh, Magpie, you old rascal, you. It's perfect. Whoosh! I feel like a superhero.
Perfect. You are the hero our people need.
Oh, you know, when I was on the run from apartheid, the government forces pursuing me gave me a nickname.
What was it?
The Black Pimpernel.
Then it is time to become the Black Pimpernel once again, Father. And once more, give our people something to believe in.
Very well. So the king's forces will be spread thin.
Which will leave the citadel vulnerable to attack.
No.
No?
The king has the haunted whistle. Or have you all forgotten?
Oh, we haven't forgotten, Mr. Nelson.
Then how do you propose we stop him?
Do you remember what I first told you about the haunted whistle?
Yes, the haunted whistle of a sexy dreams. It's a key of sorts. A forgotten relic from the Ancient Ones.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
The haunted whistle isn't the only relic left by the Ancient Ones.
We found a temple.
A temple?
Built by the Ancient Ones.
I see. Then I will go to this temple, and when I return, we will attack the citadel.
Agreed.
When do we leave?
Now.